there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Matt Brooks, founder of Blue Water Startups and Entrepreneurs, and owner of several local businesses, including Continue Marketing, The Roost, The Marriage Group, and his newest project, The Hatch. Did I get them all?
You did.
Awesome. Okay, so I know you just a little bit, and you're a pretty high-energy guy, but how do you keep track of all your jobs?
I don't try anymore, right? So we surround ourselves with, you know, with good people and a good team. And, you know, if you're the boss, you can't be fired, right? So I feel like I don't even need to do a great job anymore.
Right? So is that why you aim to be the owner and boss?
Right.
So no one could fire
Get
you.
Get to the top of the org chart, right? And nobody can kick you out, I guess. But no, we have a great time, as you know, from being over at The Roost for a year or two, I guess now. We surround ourselves with positivity as much as possible, which is pretty much all the time. And we like to have a lot of fun and smiles, and it's just a great place to be.
Yeah. So you mentioned The Roost, which is co-working space. And so I work out of there in the afternoon. So I've gotten to know like the feel of The Roost. So why co-working? Why would you even open up, you know, a place for people to come and work together?
You know, so co-working spaces, for people that don't know that term, they're really great places for entrepreneurs, freelancers, and remote workers to get out of their home office, stop meeting their clients at the coffee shop or somewhere like that, and just have a place of community and support where they can hang out with like-minded people that are all doing very different things. So as you know, at The Roost, we've got, I think, 24 or 25 individuals that are members at some level. Some we see once a month and some are there every single day, right? And it's just a varied group of people working on very different things, but it just all seems to kind of work. You know, we feel like the magic of a co-working space is that diversity of people doing different things and all just being cheerleaders for each other, right?
Yeah, and it kind of, like the people that gravitate toward the co-working are people who really want connection and who are open to being part of a co-working community. And so that brings me to the point of community. You create community pretty much wherever you go. So Blue Water Startups and Entrepreneurs, you're doing that with, you know, that group of people who are learning about starting a new business, interested in doing that or doing it already. So you've created community around that, The Roost. And why? Why would you do that?
Yeah, you know, it came out of my selfish desire to be around people. I guess about 5 or 6 years ago, I had a really great loft space downtown in Port Huron. And there were 6 of us working out of there all within our own company at that time. And over the course of 2 years, a couple of our co-founders went on to do other things. One of our employees relocated to Grand Rapids, another down to Florida. The point is, I found myself going to this awesome loft space every day just by myself and was having a hard time justifying the expense of that to have a huge loft as my office. And so when I was working with one of our employees out in Grand Rapids at this thing called a co-working space, I thought, well, that's what I ought to do to justify my own office space back in Port Huron. And so we created a place called Loft 912, which really took off. And we did that for a couple years. And from that experience of understanding the magic of co-working, we discovered we wondered if we could grow the magic of that sense of community outside of the four walls of the space. And the idea for Blue Water Startups and Entrepreneurs was born. And so it became a community-wide effort to rally the troops and provide support and drink beer together.
I see. So newest thing is The Hatch. What's The Hatch? What's going on at The Hatch?
Yeah, a couple months into renovating what became The Roost a few years ago, Grace Episcopal Church, which is our neighbor across the street there, was selling 2 of their properties on 6th Street. And one was formerly or most recently Bridge Builders, another nonprofit in town, doing good work. And they had relocated. So that building at 1220 6th Street was available, which I picked that building up. And then the larger building on the corner of 6th and Union was bought by local entrepreneur Carol Hall, where that's where her escape room, et cetera, business
is
located.
Which is so fun because I did that with my kids on our staycation. We did it more than once because we loved it so much.
Yeah, ton of
awesome.
Fun for
Little
sure.
Plug for the hallway escape going on right there.
We'll bill her later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that small building in between the hallway escape and or the hallway entertainment now and The Roost, which used to be Bridge Builders, has now been totally renovated inside and out. And it'll be a continuation of the co-working experience. We already have several co-workers working out of that space every single day. Great high-energy folks like Kelly Lozano, who's the founder of Grand Trunk Marketplace. We have Phil Peloso, who's a robotics genius, Joe Vandervest, an IT wizard, and Jeremy Lester, a employee with a large auto manufacturer.
Can our listeners visit the Hatch? Can they see what's going on?
Okay, good. So coming up on August 20th, a Thursday, the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce will be co-hosting with us a ribbon cutting at 4:30 in the afternoon, August 20th. And that'll be in front of the Hatch. We'll have a ribbon cutting. We will have a tours of the place, immediately followed across the street at the Roost by an open house of that place. We'll have Big River Barbecue. Jeff Cook will be cooking up the most delicious barbecue you'd ever had in the month of August. And there'll be live entertainment featuring Caleb Malooly of the world famous Gasoline Gypsies. It's going to be an awesome event. You're invited. So are all of you listeners.
Well, thank you so much, Matt, for joining us. To learn more about Matt and hear more interviews like this one, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.